very factual information coming in the conversation with Winky Madad about annexation and from a Jewish perspective, what the Jewish people would like to see happen. But in fact, there are members of the body politic who maybe do not agree with the other member of the body politic. We'll stay on top of the story with Winky Madad. Well, a good friend of Winky Madad, a good friend of mine, Itamar Marcus. He is the team leader for an organization, PowWatch.org. By the way, that's in addition to their title. It's the location on the internet where you can pick them up, PowWatch.org. I would suggest that you go there and sign up for the news alert that Itamar sends out to us. We're going to be talking with Itamar. He, this last week, gave a lecture to many members of the European Parliament. Want to find out what that was all about and what was the result of that time of lecturing these parliamentarians. But first, Itamar, during this last week, there was a big rally of Palestinians there in Jericho, and they were protesting annexation. What I thought was very interesting, I can understand the Palestinians doing that, but Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority, was leading this demonstration, and joining him was a leader, a member of the activities going on in the United Nations. He is the coordinator for the peace process in the Middle East for the United Nations, and he stood up and promised the Palestinian people to keep fighting. You're not renting this piece of property. It's yours, and you'll have a state. And in addition to him, there are other peoples from other countries around the world, like Japan and others. Talk to me about this rally. Does the United States really favor the Palestinians so much they're not even willing to be honest about what they say and what they do?
Well, this rally, there were actually a couple of rallies that were very different, and I'll tell you about all of the different kinds because they were each one problematic in its own way. So the first rally that they had was one which was without the foreign dignitaries. And at that rally, they literally threatened to come at Israel with terror, violence, murder. One of the people who spoke there, his name is Jabril Rajoub, a Palestinian leader. He's in charge of their whole fight against Israel's applying laws to Judea and Samaria. And he said, we won't suffer alone, we won't die alone, which, of course, was a direct threat that they're going to be killing Israelis. He said a number of other statements which indicated that they would go to terror. For example, he said, if Israel actually goes and annexes, and it's not really an annexation, but we'll talk about that later if you want. He said, if Israel annexes, we're not going to sit by idly. We're going to be Fatah of 1965. That was when the PLO was established as a terror organization, and all they did was terror attacks. So he said, we are going to become a terrorist organization once again if Israel does this. So that was the first one. The first rally was one promoting terror. The second one was the one that they invited all of these foreign dignitaries to, like you said, the UN dignitaries, European Union dignitaries, many countries of Europe sent representatives there. It's quite disappointing because all of them literally ganged up on Israel. All of them said that what Israel is doing is against international law, which of course is a lie. And they were threatening Israel not with physical attacks, but with all sorts of possibilities, including different kind of economic threats and political threats against Israel. So there are two different angles that the Palestinians are taking. One is the private internal one where they're talking about literally killing Israelis and starting a terror war against us. And the other is the international one where they are asking the Europeans primarily and others to put pressure on Israel.
Very interesting report, Itamar, as to really what's going on from members representing other nations, other countries, other organizations like the UN and the European Union. Well, speaking of the European Union, let's go back to what I mentioned we would discuss with you. I believe you set up through a live streaming type of an operation, and praise the Lord for technology today, but you were able to communicate to members of the European Parliament You talked to them about the fact that funding coming from the European Union, and in particular the Parliament, is going towards terrorism. Talk to me about what you said in the lecture. What was the result?
In my lecture to members of European Parliament, I wanted to tell them what was exactly happening with the money that they were giving to the Palestinian Authority. So first I described how their money is going to the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Authority is giving money to the PLO, and the PLO is funding terror organizations. It's funding the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. It's funding Fatah, which has a branch called the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. Both of these organizations are on the European Union's designated terror list, designated organizations of terror. So why, I said to them, why are you, in violation of your own laws, giving money to the PA and not prohibiting them from passing it on to the PLO? That's the first thing. Now, Europe, in the laws, says specifically that you're not allowed to fund terror either directly or indirectly. And I said to them, this is absolutely direct or at certainly indirect funding of terror, because no one denies that these organizations are getting money from the PLO. So that was the first thing, and the members of Parliament were very, very receptive. One more thing that I showed them, and that is that the European Union has laws that prohibit, for example, glorifying terror, encouraging terror, promoting terror. And what I said to them is, you're giving money to the Palestinian Authority, which is promoting terror, glorifying terror by itself, giving financial rewards, paying salaries to terrorists. I said, if they were doing this in the European Union, you'd throw them in jail because it's against your laws. Why are you giving them money and then they're doing these things that in your country would be illegal and criminal activities? And I actually was very strong with them, and I said, why don't civilians in Israel deserve the same protection as civilians in the European Union? If you know that glorifying terror promotes terror and you want to protect your civilians, why are you giving money to the Palestinian Authority, which is then glorifying and promoting terror? Don't we deserve the same protection? So this is what we're hoping for, is to have the European Union fix up this loophole. The name of the report that we did was Two Loopholes in European Anti-Terror Funding Laws. And I said to them, if you close up these two loopholes, you're going to, first of all, you'll stop supporting terror, you'll stop funding terror, which is illegal in your country. And second of all, you're going to save a lot of Israeli lives, because the PA will be forced, since they need your money, they'll be forced to stop promoting terror, forced to stop glorifying terror. And this will be a tremendous change in the whole atmosphere of the country.
Well, that is a very interesting result of your conversation or your lecture to the European parliamentarians there in the European continent. Has the United States been involved in funding any terror, or how is that operation going?
The United States, for many years, certainly under the Obama administration, was giving money to the Palestinian Authority without really restricting how it was being used, or they, at certain points, they started restricting, but basically they were giving them hundreds of millions of dollars a year. In the Trump administration, the Congress passed what they called the Taylor Force Act, named after the American veteran Taylor Force, who was murdered in Tel Aviv. And the Taylor Force Act says that as long as the Palestinian Authority rewards terrorists in prison, rewards the families of murderers of Israelis and any visitors to Israel, as long as the PA does it, they can't get American money. Now, the person who murdered Taylor Force was killed a few minutes later by Israeli police, and because of that, his family is receiving a lifetime allowance, a lifetime monthly payment as a reward for their son doing a terror attack and being killed during his terror attack. Now, that's, of course, outrageous. The United States was against it for many, many years, and they finally, under the Trump administration, they passed the Taylor Force Act. And since then, the Palestinian Authority has been receiving no funding from the United States.
Well, that is good news as it relates to the relationship between the United States and Israel. Itamar, it is very key that you be on the job, because you monitor the Palestinian media. You know exactly what's going on, and contacting these legislatures across the world and the different governments is key to make certain that taxpayer dollars do not go for the funding of terror and the killing of Jews in the state of Israel. So thank you for not only the work of your organization, PALWatch.org, but for your individual work as well. Appreciate the time you could give us for this conversation, and I know we'll have to have another one down the road. Thank you so much, Itamar. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.